Thank you for leading us in worship. Wow, the deep, deep love of Jesus. So we all know Jesus died for us. And people say that that's the ultimate sacrifice, and it is if you're a human. There's plenty of people that have died for other people. We give out Purple Hearts for that in America in the armed services. Plenty of guys have jumped on a grenade to save other people. And so it's not just that. There's some feedback somewhere. Jesus wasn't just human. Jesus was also God. And so maybe the closest thing, especially for the Japanese people here that I can think of, is what if the emperor decided to become a Burakumin? He came down and became an untouchable class to save all of Japan. That'd be pretty, especially if you're talking about before 1942, when the emperor was actually seen as a deity, seen as a god. It would be like that god stepping down, going to the lowest class to save the rest of this nation, except that times a million. Oh, being a spiritual being, Jesus was... God the Father has never been unclean. God the Father has never had to take care of waste that comes out of his body. As my wife once pointed out, Jesus had to go to the bathroom. Jesus went from being a spiritual being that never had to excrete things of waste to somebody that has to go number one and number two every day. It's just, you know, it's a big step down, being God and being human. So Jesus humbled himself, and humbled himself not only on the cross, but in a life where he was mistreated. And we also hear in Isaiah 53:2, he grew up before them like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. So Jesus wasn't the European long flowing hair, blue-eyed guy that you see on the cross, okay? First of all, he was Middle Eastern. And second of all, he wasn't beautiful. He wasn't a beautiful man. God didn't come down and put himself in the body of something exquisite. He put himself in the body of something very ordinary. And Paul also tells us in Hebrews, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin." Jesus was tempted in every way. He was tempted to murder, to lie, to steal, to commit homosexuality. Paul says in every way he was tempted. So we have a God who totally gets it. You know when people give you advice and they haven't been through something that you've been through? You're like, yeah, okay, but you don't know what it's like. Jesus does. We have a God. We have a God that gives us great advice and has been through everything that we've been through, has been treated worse than we'll ever be treated. And who responds with perfect love to hatred. God, I'm so good at being nice to people who are nice to me. It's a gift. But, you know, you don't treat me well. I don't like you. I want to fight back, you know? And Jesus is just... what he did for us, and even deciding to take on the form of a human being is incredible. Dying is incredible. Living a sinless life is incredible. And so it's really good to have a personal God that knows what we're going through. So many people see the Christian God as some high and mighty person on a throne telling you what to do. That's not the case at all. We have a high and mighty Father who sits on the throne and knows our every struggle. knows what it's like, gets it, and who loves us so much that he would sacrifice as much as he can as God to redeem us. And so all the worship this morning really made me think a lot about that. And so I'm so thankful. I'm not thankful like this all the time. Hardly, you know. Oh, I'm a Christian. Jesus died for me. Yeah, I'm going to, you know, try to do what God wants to do. But sometimes you really have to think about what that means. And so I hope that that can impact you a little bit this morning. Anyway, sorry I get all emotional. But God's an emotional being, you know. God shows love, shows anger. God's an emotional guy, and God likes us to express our emotions to him and as a family. And I know as Japanese people, you're not supposed to express your emotions, but I want to encourage the Japanese people among us, that among Christian brothers and sisters, please express your emotions. We want to laugh with you. We want to cry with you. We want to empathize with you. And God wants to hear from you. God doesn't want a filtered. God wants the true you. Okay, you don't need to hide yourself when you go to God. If you're angry at God, you can be angry at God. It's acceptable. If you want to yell at God, you can yell at God. If you tell God you just don't know what to do and you're crushed, just go to God as you are. That's how God wants you. God wants you as you are. And he accepts you for who you are. So anyway, I'm going to do sharing time now. If you have anything you'd like to share, prayer requests, please come up and do so. Darcy and I have been doing better, right? We've been doing better, which is good because it really sucked for a while. And so we actually had over four guys from my senpai. My senpai has a farm and a share house. So we had his helper and three hikikomori guys come over and spend the night with us and work out in the new gym, and it was really good. It was really fun. Everybody had a good time, and it kind of gave us a glimpse of maybe what our life's going to be like soon. And so I don't know, because I'm not God, but I think we're going to be ready pretty soon. And so I'd love for everyone to be praying for Micah daily, because he should be the first one in our house. And I really, really believe that God is going to redeem him and take care of him. So please, please pray for Micah. I think the time is going to be really soon when we're ready to open our doors up and get this thing started. So it was really tough with so many issues with anger and what else? anger and impatience and yeah, but we don't have, you know, it's been a long time, and I think God's ready to use us for the intended purpose. And so I just want to encourage people that are going through times of refinement and times of affliction and times of just when it's really not fun, that God uses all that for a purpose, you know? You don't grow without pain. You just don't. If you have an easy life as a Christian, you're doing it wrong. That, if you can't say amen, you can say ouch. Seriously, if you're not having a difficult life as a Christian, you're doing it wrong. You're either not putting yourself out there as God would have you be used for ministry. Because God refines his tools. God sharpens his tools, all right? God doesn't use dull instruments, all right? So if you're not being tested and tried, you might want to talk to God about that, because it's a huge, huge part, the Christian journeys that I know the most about are Darcy and myself. And so I can't speak for everyone, but without huge periods of affliction and of refinement, of tears, of suffering, and of redemption, we would not be the people that we are today. Just no way. So I try to be like Paul and be very grateful for those times when we're going through them. And so I'm to the point now where I can recognize those times and I can say, this is a good time. God is doing good works in my life. Can't really honestly say, thank you, Lord, for this affliction yet, but I hope that someday I'll get there. So anyway, we're doing well, and we're excited to start our ministry. And if God is doing something in your life, if you want to share something or a prayer request, please come up and do so. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Darcy, and I just wanted to add a little bit more to what Art was sharing about our Hikikomori friends who came over and stayed with us that one night. And it was such an encouragement of like, wow, what this might be like. It was very easy to be together. It was very comfortable. These are men that we've also been building relationships with for a year or 4 or 6 months, just through this network that we're part of. But one of the greatest joys for us was how awesome Megumi is at this work. Our daughter Megumi, 4 years old, she's extremely good at hosting Hikikomori in our house. She's just like, oh, isha ni asobu? She just like grabs everyone and they're like, oh, okay. And they're changed. Like they're like really like touched. And we've been praying for Megumi since we met her, that the Lord would make her a healer. And we just feel like this is part of her, like this ministry also belongs to Megumi. It also belongs to Yua. And we also pray that the Lord would make her a healer and a carrier of hope. And she kind of did her own part too, Yua did, like just by being Yua. And the guys are like, whoa, like, can I hold her? Can I? It was really amazing. But Megumi like just goes for it. Like she just like goes right to everyone. Just takes the hand, just assumes, of course you want to play or you want to like go outside and feed the goats or whatever. It was really awesome. Just really had this vision of like, wow, God's going to do something really cool through our little girl. So please pray for her. Pray for her to start a relationship with Jesus. Pray for her to really be this healer that I feel God might have for her to be. So thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Joseph Monsanto. I've been here in Japan 2013. Those who don't know me, I've been baptized here in Mitaki by Pastor Chris. So I want to thank the Lord, our God, for giving this opportunity to come back here in Japan. It's sad to say it's far from Hiroshima. We live here in Imabari, so we cannot promise to be here every Sunday, but at least once a month. Please continue pray for my family. They're going to church every Sunday. My mother, my father, and my sister had been baptized. And I want to thank the Lord our God because I know he's using me as an instrument to influence my family, but I know it's all in God, and I trust in him. So please continue pray for our work, for the safety, and also for our trip going back to Imabari. Thank you.
My name's Jim. Last week, I was asked by Michelle if we would be able to have accommodation for Chacha and Joseph. And for Japanese people, it's not a normal thing to have people in your house. My wife is a Japanese person, so I thought, yeah, I'll check, I'll make sure. But she was happy, and Mark Andrew said, oh, I'd be happy to join you too. And yesterday I was speaking with Pastor Hiroshi, and he said, I'm sorry you can't use the smile calm. I said, no, it's a blessing. thanks to the Smile Kind not being there, we are called to be hospitable. So it was really, really has been a blessed time. Please come back and stay with us. Looking forward to it. Anyway, thank you.
Hello, my name is Grace. I thank God for what Jim just talked about. It's so good when we get together, and I felt the same yesterday. We went to Pastor Chris's house with Joyce to spend time with Naomi and the children, and it just feels so good to be with a fellow Christian and just spend time with them. And of course, it's something not cultural in Japan, so many people don't experience this kind of fellowship of brothers and sisters getting together. Probably back in our countries, it's normal, you know, going almost every weekend or we are at somebody's house. But in Japan, when we get such an opportunity to meet, it's really a blessing, and I want to bless the Lord for that. And I ask you to continue praying for me. I'm still waiting to receive a response from the reviewers of my paper. I know they take time, and I hope they are taking time because they are doing some good job to check my paper and recommend some corrections. But I leave everything to God. If it's His will that this journal will accept my paper, I'll be happy. If probably He wishes I submit it to another one, I will still accept His will. But my desire is that it will go through with the current journal. And I want to request for another prayer. We have a Bible study in Hiroshima University, and I do it with Akiho Kurosaka-san. I've introduced her here before, and I know probably most of the Bible studies we do here, we are all maybe Christians or so we do kind of discussion style. But the kind of Bible study we do is we read a portion of scripture with her, and I just let her ask questions and I answer. And it's really difficult, especially when you're not a pastor or you have no biblical studies, to answer very tough questions, especially from somebody who is very young in Christianity or even a non-Christian. So one question came up, and I felt it was a really tough question to me, but I always pray for God to give me His Holy Spirit during this time of Bible study with Akiho-san so that I can answer her questions. And of course, she doesn't understand English so well, so I'm trying to do it in the simplest way possible and also by the Holy Spirit to help her understand the Bible, because she wants to believe the Bible and she wants to know a lot of it. So this time we were reading John chapter. We are in John. We are still in John. We began in John and we are just going slowly. I let her move on when it's ready for us to move on. So we are still in the book of John, and we were reading John chapter 12. And John chapter 12. And we have a lot of discussion, but I don't know, maybe it's verse. Sorry, I have to confirm. Yes, verse 38. 37, 38. It says, even after Jesus had performed so many signs in their presence, they still would not believe in Him. This was to fulfill the word of Isaiah the prophet, Lord, who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For this reason, they could not believe because, as Isaiah says elsewhere, He has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, so they can neither see with their eyes nor understand with their hearts nor turn, and I will heal them. So Akiho's question was very simple, and I will just leave it to you also. Jesus loves His people. Loved those people, and He wants them to believe in Him. Why at the same time will He close their ears so that they will not hear and blind their eyes so that they will not understand what He was teaching? You know, of course, when we read the Isaiah, it's quoting Isaiah. When you read Isaiah, it's easy for you to interpret with the children of the Israel as they were really rebellious to God and he got angry at them. But in the time of Jesus, and the same thing is being reflected. So I'm just giving you this sample to ask you to pray for me, because these kind of things, you have to explain them to somebody who doesn't have so much history, biblical history, and still you do not want them to lose faith in God, you know. They want to believe in God and continue following him and learning more. But I'm glad I explained and she understood, and every time I see a smile on her face and saying, oh, I didn't know this, I'm glad I know it. I feel so blessed in my heart, and I would like to do more, because we are getting more and more tougher sections of the Bible each day. But thank God it's not my strength or my knowledge, but it's the Holy Spirit who is working. I normally just tell him, help me to answer any question that will come up today according to your will and to your ways. Amen. So please pray for us. I also trust God that I will get somebody else, because I told you she's going for internship. And I need somebody to continue with the Bible studies. So the way God brought her, I pray that he will bring somebody else. And lastly, I have a song. It's long since I sang hymns. I got lazy at some point, but I have resumed. Because I know each one of us, God has a different way of speaking to us on what to do to help us grow in him. God told me to learn hymns, and some hymns are easier to learn because I've heard them. I just have to confirm the lyrics and learn the lyrics, but some of them are very new, like the previous hymn I learned, Thine Be the Glory, was totally a new hymn to me, but I thank God because I knew it. It's a good Easter song. Today I'll sing an easy one. I didn't even give it to the PowerPoint, because I know most of us know it, and I'm glad Art was talking about actually this hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. The same thing he was saying. The good thing about our God is that he experienced what we experienced, and kind of this song is reminding us. I know maybe you know it, but you've never sung like the whole of it or so. This song is reminding us that the God we serve is a God who understands what we go through every day. There is no religion that teaches friendship with their deity, with their God. But Christianity is about our friendship with Jesus, our friendship with God. That the troubles we go every day, we are not that far from him. He has experienced them and he knows, and he's promising to stand with us. So please sing along with me. I'm not a good singer, but I like reminding people the words of the hymn. So I'm just reminding you these words. Sorry, I need to confirm where I saved it. I'm just learning it. This is the one I'm learning currently, so I haven't memorized it yet. Yeah. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden? Cumbered with the Lord of care. Precious gracious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll shield and shield thee. Thou wilt find our solace there. Blessed Savior, thou hast promised, thou wilt all our burdens bear. May we ever, Lord, be bringing to thee in earnest prayer. Soon in glory bright and clouded, there will be no need for prayer. Rapture, praise, and endless worship will be our sweet portion there. Thank you, and God bless you.